USA Radio News with John Hunt.
During a day of tough questioning on Capitol Hill, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson defended her past representation as a public defender for Guantanamo Bay detainees following the September 11th terrorist attacks.
People who were being accused by our government of having engaged in actions related to this, under our constitutional scheme, were entitled to representation. Individuals who were detained at Guantanamo Bay by the president could seek a review of their detention. Federal public defenders don't get to pick their clients. That's what you do as a federal public defender. You are standing up for the constitutional value of representation.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said she has tested positive for COVID-19. She also said she was in meetings with President Biden, but he tested negative on a PCR test. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Russian military forces have destroyed a new laboratory at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant that, among other things, works to improve management of radioactive waste. The Russian military seized the decommissioned plant about a month ago. The exclusion zone is the contaminated area around the plant, the site of the worst nuclear meltdown in the world back in 1986. The laboratory contained highly active samples and samples of radioactive waste that are now in the hands of the enemy, which they hope will harm itself and not the civilized world. Evidence is mounting to show that organ donation from dying donors testing positive for SARS-CoV-2 appear to be safe and do not cause COVID-19 in the patient receiving the donated organ. The COVID pandemic exacerbated the shortage of abdominal organs for donation by increasing organ discard rates due to the unclear risk of using organs from COVID-19 infected donors. That study was recently completed by Duke University. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
The state of Michigan has an interesting group looking into financial crimes.
The Michigan agency tasked with processing the influx of unemployment claims in 2020 brought on many workers previously convicted of financial crimes. Those crimes included embezzlement and identity theft. An audit report released Friday by Michigan's Auditor General and cited by Breitbart News found Michigan's Unemployment Insurance Agency gave jobs to 169 people who'd previously been convicted of misdemeanors or felonies. UIA Director Julia Dale, who was appointed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer in October, did not dispute the audit findings. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
More than 550,000 chickens in Nebraska are about to be put down due to the bird flu. The highly contagious disease has been found on a second farm animal in the state. The area is under quarantine, and a six-mile control zone has been set up around the farms. And rescuers in Louisiana are searching for anyone who may be trapped after a massive tornado. It ripped through New Orleans last night, killing one person and leaving a trail of damage. Several homes no longer have roofs, while others were picked up and tossed forward. People are being told to stay inside as roads are covered in debris, including tree branches and power lines. Welcome to your Wednesday, and remember, you can catch up anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.